Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to Tuesday, September 27th. Where, you say? Well, if you're up early with me at 5 o'clock, you're with me at the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, home of great music in the Coachella Valley, for over 50 years. Also 92.3 and 101.9. Then have a nice morning. Then wear red, eat chocolate, and have lunch with me on 920 AM and 99.1 FM at 12 noon. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Listen to what you ask. Well, we've got the Desert Date Book, the Daily Date Book. Those are full of community events. We've got mystery songs in association with Wink Martindale. You'll understand that when you hear us. Great interviews, such variety. Giveaways, presents for you that will lead to a live audience participation in my studio. You'll hear about that. And at the end of each hour, we play my music, my recordings. So that's a show that has community, news, mysteries, giveaways, interviews. I guess that's it. If you can think of something you'd like to hear, let me know. If you want to ask a question, email me, joeychocolate@aol.com, because I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. You know the drill. Have you got your daytime or close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, September 27th. It looks like I wrote crush a cat. No, it's crush a can day. Don't hurt my kitty, kitty, kitty. National Crush a Can Day. We're into recycling one day a year, I guess. Desert AIDS Project, DAP Health and Revivals, says they want you to vote Revivals Best Furniture Store and Best Resale Store now until the 30th of September. The details are at daphealth.org. You can vote every day. Like every other, Temecula Theater has canceled the rest of their production of West Side Story, effective immediately, we're sorry to say. The theater is at 42051 Main Street in Temecula. Details at temeculatheater.org. CSUSB says registration is open for their Osher Lifelong Learning Institute fall classes. They do this every year, but the registration's open now. They hold the classes at CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, and maybe some of them are even virtual. We seem to do a little bit of everything now. Check it out at csusb.edu. Okay, here's the legendary part of our day. Our dear friend Wink Martindale, speaking of legendary, has his award-winning History of Rock and Roll. I don't do Elvis. I want to. From 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That's 1340 a.m. and both the FM stations, 92.3 and 101.9. It's some of the best in radio, I promise you. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, this is the beginning of our sports hour. We're going to play golf later. We're going to go ice skating. But we're going to start off with every sport known to man. Steve Kelly is in Kelly's Corner.
Well, thank you very much, Joey. It's a busy time of the year in September as the major sports all get going. Football in full swing right now. Also, you know, college football, well as baseball, winding up to their playoffs. They've expanded them this year. They're going to six teams for the first time ever. The Dodgers are considered a, you know, I would consider them a prohibitive favorite to go all the way. But I caution the listeners, watch the wild card teams, because those are usually the teams that get hot at the end of the year to get into the playoffs. And they've had a lot of success winning the whole thing. Also, baseball this year, one of the big stories is Aaron Judge of the Yankees has hit 60 home runs as of this taping. I'm sure he'll break Roger Maris's record, which was set in 1961. And actually, I think Judge's accomplishment is more than Maris, even though Maris did it in a 154-game season. 1961 was an expansion year in the American League. They added the Los Angeles Angels and the old Washington Senators. So there were 20 guys pitching that year in the American League who would not have been in the major leagues the year before.
Oh.
So, you know, so it'll be interesting to see as he chases this record. He'll win the MVP. He probably should. Shohei Ohtani of the Angels.
How do you say that name? Teach me that name.
Shohei Ohtani. And Shohei Ohtani is having a fantastic year. He's hit 35 home runs. He's hitting about 260, knocked in 120 runs, and he's won 13 games as a pitcher. So there's always this big debate as to whether or not he will, you know, whether the best player on a lousy team like the Angels are should be the MVP. I'm not going to get into that. I think Judge will win. I think Shohei will be saying sayonara at the end of this year or next year because his contract's up, and you will see him either a Dodger, Blue, or playing for the Yankees or the Mets.
Wow.
Also, you'll
is he the best ever?
Shohei Ohtani? No, Babe Ruth obviously was the best two-way player ever, but he's close. He's up there right now. And the interesting thing with the Angels is they are up for sale. Artie Moreno has announced that he is putting the team up for sale, and so. I don't know, Joey, if you and your engineer have a couple billion dollars laying around.
Let me get my checkbook.
I would think that they will go between $2 and $3 billion.
Billion with a B.
And so we will see pretty good for a team that Gene Autry bought so he could put stuff on the radio back in 1962. Actually, the original owner of the Angels, the guy who wanted to buy him was Charlie Finley. And most people don't know that. And Finley got thrown out. And what also most people don't know was the name Los Angeles Angels was actually owned by the Dodgers.
I didn't know that.
And the O'Malley family knew that, and then they allowed them to use it. And then we brought that up one time. I was at lunch with Peter O'Malley about 20, 25 years ago, and my old partner, the late, great Bud Ferrillo, brought that up. And he goes, you know, you're right. He goes, I haven't thought of that in a million years. But
wow.
They voluntarily gave that name to Gene Autry. Most people don't know that. And so that's interesting. They're up for sale. The Dodgers look good. They're going to be very good. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do. The Yankees look good. I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting to see if Dusty Baker, who's managing the Houston Astros, if Dusty can finally win a World Series. And, you know, they brought him in after they had a bunch of scandals, all deserved. And Dusty came in, and he's an old school guy, and they have a very, very, very good team.
And so we'll see
if
they
can knock. If anybody can stop the Yankees, it'll be them or one of these wild card teams.
Okay.
You know, and Seattle Mariners had a very good year. We have a lot of people from the Northwest here. So it's good to see the M's do something. And also baseball, sad note, Maury Wills passed away earlier last week. He was 88 years old. Very catalyst in the Dodgers in the early 60s. Stolen base guy, over 500 stolen bases. I don't really remember him as a Dodger. I remember him more as a Pirate and an ex-Bunker.
I remember watching him steal.
But he was
when he got on base, you always watched.
And he was a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers 1959 World Series championship team. So, and his son, Bump Wills, was actually a very good player in his own right. And Maury managed the Seattle Mariners for about 18 seconds back in the early 80s. So he did very well. College football news. Locally, USC looks pretty good. UCLA, they're having attendance problems. And
what do you
part
mean?
Of the problem UCLA is having is they're playing at the Rose Bowl. They're playing in the afternoon in September, and it's 100 bazillion degrees in that place.
Oh.
They're only drawing 25,000 a game, and a lot of people are very concerned because they're going to the Big Ten in 2 years. And if they're only drawing 25 now, those games in the Rose Bowl during the day are just murder. They should really be playing them either at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at night, in the beginning of the year at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm sorry, the Rose Bowl and the Coliseum for you Angelinos, I know it's a mecca. It's a mecca for me, but in the wrong way. I mean, the seating is bad, there's no parking, and it's as hot as, well, I won't say hell, but I will. It's as hot as hell in the place. So they are, you know, interesting to see there. USC looks very good. And then this week is a pivotal week for the Pac-12 for the next month or so. To keep your eye on this. They're negotiating a new TV deal. And the road to the Pac-12 survival goes through Portland, Oregon. Because there's a gentleman named Phil Knight up in Eugene, actually. And Eugene is about 20 miles south of Portland. Phil Knight will decide what happens. If Oregon wants to, he owns Nike. And he's already given $500 million to Oregon. And if Phil Knight wants Nike, Oregon to go to the Big Ten, they'll go. He'll negotiate something with money with them to get them in. If Oregon goes, I would say Washington will go, Cal will go, and Stanford will go. And the Big Ten will be the Big 20. That would be the end of the Pac-12. I think the four remaining schools, Utah, Colorado, and the Arizona schools, would go to the Big 12, rather. And then Oregon and State, Washington State, go to the Mountain West. But that would be a shame. Commissioner George Klavikoff is really trying his best. He's, like, putting his hand in all these leaks to get the water, you know, to stop it. Klavikoff replaced Larry Scott, who looked like a, you know, he looked like Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life, but he acted like Mr. Potter and basically ran that league into the ground. A lot of stupid things. I'll point out very quickly, time is limited, but I have a streaming service called Hulu. I don't have cable television. And with Hulu, you can watch all these games. So I'm a Rutgers alumni. I can watch the Big Ten Network. The Pac-12 got kicked off of Hulu and YouTube, which are California companies, in a rights dispute. And it's like, how do you manage that? So they're done. Also, want to point out tennis quickly. Carlos Alcaraz won the U.S. Open. He's only 18 years old. The kid is fabulous. Some people are saying that, you know, it's not a good win because Novak Djokovic wasn't allowed to play.
I know.
I don't agree with that. Novak Djokovic made that choice. Go down to CVS, get yourself a five-second shot, and you can play. So I don't, you know, without getting into that, I think Alcaraz's thing was tremendous. Serena Williams, of course, lost and is retiring. And also we'll see, and you saw over the weekend, Roger Federer played his last match in the Laver Cup. Possibly one of the classiest people I've ever met in sports. Oh. But one of the more interesting things about Roger, of course, is that he owns the Laver Cup, which, all right, we're going to be nice. We're not going to talk about conflicts of interest in tennis. I could be here till next week. But anyway, Roger retiring. And as I said, just a classy guy. Very, very similar in a lot of ways to a Sandy Koufax or a, for hockey fans out there, Sean Beliveau. The Firebirds are getting ready to start their season. I know you have a guest coming on for them. And the Firebirds will be, you know, starting out at Acrisure. They're going to start up in Seattle, then go to Acrisure. And so it looks like, you know, we'll see what they kind of have. Remember, folks, that this is a mixture team. Some young prospects, a lot of older suspects will be on the team because they're bringing some AHL veteran players.
Yes.
And so it'll be interesting to see where the Firebirds, you know, do this year. And it'll be a lot of fun.
Football.
And then basketball training camp starting up in a couple of weeks.
Training
camp. No word yet on Jerry West. Oh, and by the way, I forgot this. Elgin Baylor passed away, too. And he was 88 years old. And, you know, just to tell you where the generation was. About 20 years ago, a little less maybe, I was at the Clippers training camp at COD.
Okay.
And a young reporter came up to me and said, gee, you seem to know a little about basketball. I'm not an NBA fan. I do follow it, but not a big fan. And he said, who should I interview? And I said, you see that nice gentleman sitting in the corner there with the baseball hat? That's Elgin Baylor. At which point, I was made to feel 2,000 years old, as the kid said to me, who's Elgin Baylor? Who was just, you know, a mainstay, very quiet, had to work with that lunatic Donald Sterling in L.A. for years. I mean, how he put up with that nonsense, I have no idea.
I got to meet him a whole bunch of times. Singing for the Clippers. Nice man.
You know, and of course we lost Bill Russell too, you know, and, you know, these were classy guys. And, you know, now the NBA is more tattoos and loud music than anything else. But, you know, it's just a different type of vibe and a feel. So, you know, and the NFL, we'll discuss it more in depth the next time because by then we'll know who's a suspect and who's a prospect. We'll have a better idea of it.
I love that.
We'll have a very good idea of it, although I will say your Raiders are not off to the most stellar start.
I understand
that. That guy's going to get fired.
I'm not crazy about
that. And the Denver Broncos, I don't know.
Tyler loves the Broncos.
That guy coaching him is going to have trouble.
And I'm not happy with Carr.
Well, Carr is not the problem there. The problems stem from Kim Jong Davis running the thing up there. That's the problems are administrative first. You know, they go through people, you know, like guys out of a circus in a cannon. So that's basically a quick wrap up there. And, you know, that's it, Joey.
Oh, you are so knowledgeable. The Joey pals just love listening to Steve Kelly in Kelly's Corner. Wouldn't that be a great bar? There probably is a bar somewhere in New York.
There might be one or two.
Two, yeah.
And Boston.
Oh, Kelly's.
Boston and
oh,
Chicago.
Boston,
yeah,
Chicago.
There may be one or two.
It's always wonderful when you're here.
Thank
it's
you.
Joey English with Steve Kelly. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.